The following program is sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage. Welcome to Open House with Team Reba. Each week, Team Reba will be bringing you a roundup of real estate and mortgage news, along with information about the local Puget Sound region, highlighting some of the best and brightest entertainment options, family events, neighborhood highlights, and local business interviews, so you can feel right at home in the Pacific Northwest.
All right. Well, here we are once again with Open House with Team Reba. I'm Reba Haas.
And I'm Eric Osnes.
Welcome to our spooky Halloween special, I guess, since we've got Saturday coming up with Halloween.
It's our scary real estate show. At least we're talking about Halloween and not Christmas. I'm already annoyed with all the Christmas displays showing up in the stores.
You and me both. But, you know, that's just kind of the way it goes nowadays. They know that's their big money maker. Yeah. Halloween and Christmas are the two big
money makers. Yeah. Interesting.
I wish they had the Halloween stuff out longer.
Right.
Because I've actually been having fun with some of the fun big blow-up things that they have out now that people can have in their front yards. Because my dog, we've never talked about our pets or anything.
Crazy. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Rusty, I've got this great little short video I'm going to be posting soon of he came across this one house that has the Grim Reaper on a horse.
Oh,
and
no.
And then there's this other character from one of the Halloween cartoon movies that's also, it's huge. It's like probably 15 feet tall. And my dog just goes crazy.
He hates that thing.
Yeah, because they move.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And so
yeah.
He's just freaking out looking at these things. It's kind of funny. So anyway, I'll have to post that on our website or on our Facebook page so people can see Rusty wanting to attack these big blow up.
Oh, that's good.
All
I got is an elderly cat and four adopted squirrels at my house.
So, four?
Four. Yeah. We had one fall out of the nest.
I remember
baby.
That, but you
cute
have
cute little guy.
Four?
Well, my son took him to a shelter where they weaned the squirrel and then wanted us to take the squirrel back to release it into the neighborhood. But not just one, we had to bring three of her little squirrel buddies along with us as well. So now we have four
you
babies.
You have a squirrel sleepover going
we
on at your house?
We have a whole full-on squirrel slumber party going on. Yeah, we've got a little house, and they all are just hanging around. And
inside the house?
No. They're outside.
Okay.
Yeah,
I was going to say, your cat must be going crazy about that.
Yeah, my cat's not happy about that at all.
I bet.
So, yeah, but... So, yeah.
Let's hope the four
that's what they do.
Little critters stay around while you have a cat.
They're hanging around. They're totally fine with everything. I was out in the yard the other day, and one was actually following me around. I'd go from yard to yard, garden to garden, and you know, she's just kind of cruising right along with me. And
well, they've been hand-fed, so I'm sure they're not so scared of
They're pretty
humans.
Tame. Yeah, except I saw there was an owl in the tree the other morning, and I'm like,
that's not good. That's what's spooky to a squirrel.
Right, exactly.
That's their like scary nightmare.
Thing. Yeah, exactly.
Big thing flying out of the sky. Oh, my gosh. Well, I guess you're just putting us right in the mood of all kinds of death and dismemberment and things like that for this show. This is going to be a real fun one, isn't it? Going to get exciting.
That's right. And speaking of, this is a live call-in show. If you'd like to contribute to our conversation, give us a call. You can reach us toll-free at 866-712-1300, 866-712-1300.
Well, I guess on that note, maybe if a caller wants to call in about their own Amityville-type experience with the house.
Yes.
Because that would be kind of interesting.
We'd love to hear, you know, some of your spooky stories about things that had happened, you know, in a house that you've been in or near.
Mm-hmm.
We know there's stories out there like that.
Yeah, there's a gal, I was just reading a story the other day that she specifically went to New Orleans to test a hotel down there that's supposed to be known for its ghosts.
Really?
Yeah. And apparently she's, you know, a big scaredy cat kind of gal. And she went to New Orleans because they have all those cool like voodoo tours and ghost tours. And I guess because they have all the raised cemeteries, there's a lot of really cool things that happen with that as well. And so, she went down and I guess asked for the most haunted hotel in town. And they set that up and she got the haunted room.
And, oh, man.
Yeah. I would actually actually kind of be kind of fun, I think.
It's all kind of interesting. Yeah. I've stayed at the Captain Cook Inn, which is up in Coopville on Whidbey Island.
I've been there.
That's
supposed
to be haunted as well.
Is it?
Yeah. I slept like a baby there, though. Didn't have any trouble.
Is it just because it makes a lot of creaky sounds? I mean, it's
it's one of the oldest hotels in the state of Washington.
Yeah, that's what I remember being cool about it, but it also had a great restaurant, didn't it?
Fantastic.
Yeah, that's what that's what I remember the most about it was like, ooh, my stomach's very happy
right
here.
On Penn Cove, you know, the mussel farms are right out front there and the oysters and all of that.
I didn't realize that was supposed to be haunted.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I'll have to go back and pay more attention. I just remember it being a lot of, you know, trying to walk around. You're like, man, you can't sneak in this place.
That's
for
a little
sure.
bit crooked. That's right.
Yeah.
You sort of envision, you know, pirates with, you know, peg legs walking around in there. But it's a good spot.
Well, they wouldn't be able to sneak, that's for sure.
No, you'd hear them coming from a mile away.
Yeah, you would.
That's a good point. Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I know we're going to get into some more of this kind of fun stuff a little bit later on. But let's just check and make sure, though, are interest rates getting scary?
No, that's the one thing. They're not scary at all right now.
Awesome.
We've actually dropped just a little bit this week again.
Again?
Yeah, so 30-year mortgages are hovering right around 3.75%. Jumbo fixed rates are also right in the same range. A 15-year fix is around 3.5 to even a little bit lower, maybe 3.375%. And adjustable rate loans are under the 3% mark. The big news this week is the Fed is meeting today and tomorrow. They should be making an announcement on interest rates probably tomorrow.
Okay.
And the news headlines this week are oil prices falling. That's caused the stock market to dip down a little bit. That takes pressure off of interest rates. So we do not have any upward pressure on rates as it stands. So for the time being, rates are holding steady and looking really good.
So I also want to bring something up from a past show, since the rates are still looking really, really good. And I know this is going to be a little bit off topic, but I sent you a referral this last week.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, because in their case, I think what was spooky and scary to this couple was that 10 years ago, not having worked with me, unfortunately... but it was friends of mine. Actually, they were supposed to work with me. I'll tell you what's scary is I was co-working with another agent in the Spanaway area, and she stole my clients from me.
Oh, no.
And I was very upset about it because this is somebody, the client, the wife, was someone I had gone to college with.
Yeah.
And so I'd known her for years, and I was so angry about her going behind my back and getting them under contract. And the sad thing was, is these clients didn't know that's what she'd done.
Mm-hmm.
And so I tried to be the classier of the two of us.
Took the high road.
And I took the high road, and I never mentioned that I got absolutely nothing from my efforts in working with them, which had been substantial up to this woman stealing them. She was actually supposed to help us with looking at land opportunities because they were trying to decide between building and buying at the time. And so they ended up getting these loans that unfortunately I didn't get much input about what they were doing.
Yeah, they ended up with some sort of toxic, I don't know.
Well,
they're
wasn't
not
necessarily
toxic.
But
probably not the best thing for them.
I think they just thought they were going to be in different circumstances. And I remember the phone call distinctly. They called me up and they said, oh my gosh, we're really worried about this summer coming up. We've got this big adjustment on our rates or on our payment, and we don't know how we're going to handle it. And, you know, since they had purchased, they have two kids that have been born, right? So, you know, they've got other costs associated with, you know, living their lives. And so they were saying, you know, we can't handle this because what used to be our primary residence is now a rental, and that payment's going to go up so high, there's no way we can cash flow.
Yeah.
And then on their primary residence, it was going to get beyond what their means were. You know, there's no way they could have made enough extra income that quickly to cover the difference, right?
Right.
So
right.
It ended up, I had them on the phone. They started talking to me about all these things. I said, well, why in the world would it jump so high? Was it an adjustable rate? And they said, no, I don't think it was that because it's been the same for a long time. And I went, oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get a 10-year interest-only loan?
Right.
And they did.
Yeah.
They didn't recognize it right away, but I looked at their paperwork and I was like, oh, uh-oh.
Right.
So yeah. you talked about that HARP Those program are, last week.
Yes, the HARP program, and it's the Home Affordability Refinance Program. This is not a loan modification. It has no negative effects on your credit scores at all. And the HARP program is good through 2016. So we got a little more, more than a year to go.
Oh, they did extend it.
Yes, it's been
okay, because when you first brought it up, yes. you said it was only through the end of this year.
Nope,
and so this is, I'm so glad that we brought this up, because
good.
Otherwise people would have thought maybe it wasn't extended. That's
right.
Fantastic.
Nope, we're good through 2016. And basically, if you have a loan that was taken out before May of 2009, and you've not refinanced it or anything since then, and if the loan is owned by either Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, it may be eligible for a streamline type refinance. And what that means is that we would not need the normal income and asset documents from you.
Oh, that's
and
so
probably
great.
Not any appraisal either. So it doesn't matter if the home's underwater.
That's even the best
right.
part, because some folks still are.
Right. The interest rates are prevailing rates, so you get a great interest rate. You do not have to be occupying the property as your principal residence. It can be a rental. It can be a second home. That's fine. And so it's and there's still quite a few of those eligible type loans out there. So there's two ways to check it. The first is you can call your friendly lender, or you can call someone like me and we can check it for you. Or you can go onto the website. If you just Google, is my loan owned by Fannie Mae? Or you mm-hmm. can Google, is my loan owned by Freddie Mac? That you have to check both sites. You're going to need your property address and the last four digits of your social security number, and you can check it and see if you're eligible for a HARP refinance.
I am so glad that we brought that up, because, yeah, that was scary stuff for them, you know. Speaking of
sure.
all the scary things that we're going
Absolutely.
Through today. So I'm super excited to have referred them over to you to talk
well,
about
you.
That.
Thank you. Yeah.
Because
no,
that was a major concern for them. And we had talked about this. In fact, I've met with them several times over the past 3 years trying to decide if they're going to
sure.
sell those homes or what exactly is going to happen. So
yeah.
I just feel
yeah.
really wonderful about being able to refer that to
well,
you.
Well, and we'll
to
see if we can take
at.
Care of them. Well, thank you so much. Yeah, we'll see if we can take care of them and get them sorted out. You know, I think mm-hmm. they'd be happy to get a little bit of payment relief and
oh gosh, who wouldn't?
Yep,
right?
Absolutely. So no, timing's really good. I kind of joke with people. They're like, well, how are the rates right now? It's like, well, we've been lower, but that was back when Dwight D. Eisenhower was president. So it's been a while.
That's longer than I've been alive, so I won't have any idea about that. You'll have to tell me what those are during the break or something.
Right.
But anyway.
You're assuming that I was alive back then either. So
No. Yeah. No.
Well, good. Well, hopefully we'll be kind of hitting a few topics like that, and hopefully give you some good helpful tips as we go through the show today. Well, this is Open House with Team Reba on 1300 KKOL.
Got a question? Call it in. 866-712-1300.